Fridays means we do some event and activity broadcasts of things that are going on in and around the community. One of the things that's going on, Art Lewis, you're going to find out more about when Terry Henney is checking in during your 10 o'clock Art Lewis show hour and 11 o'clock focus show before Terry broadcasts his own farm show. He's going to be at the Brentwood and Caro because tomorrow is the big farm collectibles and toy show.
Indeed. And we'll hear from Terry after the 10 o'clock news and throughout the morning. Find out more about that show, which runs tomorrow in Caro.
His broadcast is being made available through the Thumb Area Old Engine and Tractor Association. So that's one of the things that's going on as far as things that are happening this morning. Other things that we have on your side of the table, Art Lewis?
Well, it's time for the Corpus Christi Famous Friday Fish Fry. Every Friday, now through April 10th, dine-in or take-out during Lent from 4 to 7:30. Dine-in adults, $12. Seniors, $10. Children, $6. Children 5 and under, free with an adult. Take-out is $10. And baked fish is also available, dine-in only. This is at the Corpus Christi Parish Holy Trinity Church, 1004 South Winona in Bay City. Proceeds provide tuition assistance to qualifying families.
We have for you the American Legion Post 22 and its regular Friday fish fries. The 4:30 till 8 o'clock time, where the public is welcome for the walleye dinners, the cod dinners, the perch dinners, the clam dinners. Takeouts are available too. This is at 2200 South Niagara. That's corner of Sylvan and South Niagara, two blocks off South Michigan. And always featuring the free fish dinner for active military personnel.
Art at the Anderson and the Family First Credit Union Student Award winners celebrating Saginaw's culture, building unity through diversity, ends today at the Anderson and Richmond Center in Saginaw. Award winners were selected from the multicultural art exhibition of more than 425 pieces, showcasing the talent of the Saginaw Public School students, grades 3 to 12. So if you want to see it, get over there today.
Reminder that at the Saginaw Art Museum, brand new, starting today and going through May 30th, is in the Artisan Wing, the new On Thin Ice, Therapy Through Photography. As Danielle Cecil, a recent BFA graduate of Saginaw Valley State University, uses a large format film camera to capture images related to childhood traumas, using arrangements to represent the trauma that leads to her later diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder as an adult. And again, that starts today and goes through the 30th of May at the Saginaw Art Museum, SaginawArtMuseum.org, SaginawArtMuseum.org.
And the Art Center Studio 123. Has Teenworks and Kids Creations now through March 7th. Teenworks and Kids Creations celebrates the artwork created by students in Bay County. For more information, 989-894-2323.
And you have another opportunity on the final day in February tomorrow with the leap year to honor Black History Month with the Public Libraries of Saginaw. Tomorrow at Wicks Library, it's the book club and the discussion of the book, The Color Purple, that will take place at Wicks Library tomorrow, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And find out more, go to SaginawLibrary.org, SaginawLibrary.org.
I may piggyback on that because at 9 o'clock, Carl Williams will be here from the NAACP. There's going to be a monthly meeting of the NAACP Sunday, the first day of March, right after Black History Month. And we're going to broadcast it live on our sister station, KISS 107.
Ooh, look forward to hearing more about that.
3 o'clock in the afternoon. Public is welcome to join the Junior League of the Great Lakes Bay region to leap into health on Leap Day Saturday at the Anderson and Richmond Center. Tickets are $20 each and include the following: a sampling of workout fitness classes for all fitness types, yoga, CrossFit, self-defense moves, tone and sculpt. Shop local health and wellness vendors from 10 a.m. to 12 noon.
Tomorrow, this is tied into Black History Month, too, at the Marshall Fredericks Sculpture Museum. It's the final day to view Hateful Things, the display that features the racist memorabilia from the collection of the Jim Crow Museum at Ferris State University. It's helping to teach tolerance and promote social justice. And tomorrow is the final day to view. MarshallFredericks.org to find out more. MarshallFredericks.org. That, of course, in the campus of SVSU.
Well, there's going to be an Amy Petty CD release show, The Darkness of Birds, and it's going to be tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the State Theater. For more information, statetheaterbaycity.com. That's theater with an R-E.
Reminder that local Little Leagues continue. A lot of registration that's happening in and around the area for the upcoming Little League season. I know specifically the Saginaw Township South Little League has got a registration going on tomorrow, noon till 4 at the Saginaw Township Fire Station number 3 at 155 North Center. And online registration, too, at stsll.org. And again, a lot of the local Little Leagues doing so, and a lot of it online. The Saginaw Township South Little League reminds you that there's a brand new senior division that's going to be in place this year. That's open to players all in District 14, which includes Saginaw and Bay Counties, too, for a senior division ages 14, 15, and 16.
White Crow Conservatory presents Howling Crow Blues Nights with Zig Zeitler. That will be tomorrow at 7 p.m. For more information, whitecrowconservatory.org.
The Richfield Fire Department is going to have its first annual cornhole tournament tomorrow. That's going to be at 12835 East Washington Road in Reese. Doors open at 9. Event starts at 10:30. Entry fee of $50 per person, $100 per team. Grand prize starting at $500. There'll be second through fifth place prizes, too. And a second tournament will even follow that event with a $20 entry fee with a blind draw for partners. This is all happening tomorrow. The first annual cornhole tournament at the Richfield Fire Department. And you can find out more if you follow the Richfield Fire Department on Facebook.
There's going to be a community-wide health and wellness fair called Leap Into Health. It will be tomorrow from 1 to 4 p.m., hosted by St. Peter Parish in Chesaning at 404 South Wood Street. It'll be in the parish hall. Everyone is welcome, adults and children. Admission is free, and there'll be drawings for some donated prizes.
Boy, I just noticed this, and I apologize. I don't have much to tell you, but you could always look it up. The fifth annual charity ball for the Midland Firefighters Youth Foundation is going on tomorrow, February 29th. But it says here I have more information on a news release, but I don't see a news release attached to this. So again, that's the fifth annual charity ball with the Midland Firefighters Youth Foundation tomorrow. I'm sure if you search out Midland Firefighters Youth Foundation online, you can find out more information.
Knights of Columbus 4102 at 360 South River Road in Bay City is sponsoring an all-you-can-eat breakfast Sunday from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. And you'll find eggs and sausage, ham, potatoes, pancakes, French toast, fruit, lots more. $7 for adults, children under 12, $3.50. Proceeds to Helping Hands of Munger.
The It's Okay Not to Be Okay Depression and Bipolar Support Group meets the first and third Mondays of every month. And this coming Monday is the first Monday of March. And the group meets at McDonald GMC Cadillac, 5155 State Street in Saginaw, in the cafe and back. A safe and confidential place to share your story and know that you are not alone. It's okay not to be okay. That's the group meeting. This is happening this coming Monday. And let me throw a couple of others in here that have come in late. This is on Tuesday, March 3rd, that we have the Saginaw YMCA involved in a special Y Day of Giving to support the YMCA of Saginaw's Community Impact Campaign, a campaign to raise dollars that are necessary to support the programs and outreach in the community. And this is going on for one day on Tuesday. And to find out more about this special Y Day of Giving campaign, head to SaginawYMCA.org. That's SaginawYMCA.org. And I think that takes care of all the business and what we have going on. So now, again, as always, we say a smattering of things that are happening in and around the Great Lakes Bay region. There are many more things that are going on, and we hope that you will discover something that you will enjoy from maybe what we said or trigger your mind. It's like, oh, yeah, that reminds me that this is going on. And get out and enjoy some of the events and activities in the Great Lakes Bay region.